Panel 2, Maritime Tourism. Oysters, mussels and clams were consumed in the Arosa estuary in the 4th century BC, and proof of this is in the huge Conteiro found in the Castro Alobre, archaeological site located in the urban area of the city. Between the 15th and 18th centuries, the waters of Caril were full of natural oyster beds, at a time when its exploitation became very important. However, because of massive extractions, the oysters cultivated here began to disappear, eventually becoming extinct in the mid-20th century due to a parasite called Bonamia austrea. It is from this moment that the Caril fishermen began to focus on the cultivation of clams and cockles. Today in Caril there are almost 1,300 cultivation parks that employs more than 660 families. The nursery is a plot of land that is located underwater. It is an administrative concession for life granted by the Xunta de Galicia, is exploited in usufruct and can be transferred or bequeathed. The shellfish cultivated here are the main source of income and employment in this fishing village, located in the northern part of the municipality of Villa Garcia de Arosa, next to the mouth of the Uja River. The river water carries sediments, plankton and nutrients that serve as food for the clam. This, together with the currents generated at its mouth, makes conditions in this area the best for the production of these mollusks. The texture and taste of the Caril clam are different from those cultivated in any other area of the Arosa estuary, which is why this bivalve is the most valued and economically important in the world. In addition to cockles, three types of clams are farmed in Caril. One, fine clam. Native to Caril, it has a light-coloured shell between white, yellow and brown, where its lines radiate chestnut, where its radial and concentric lines intertwine, forming a kind of grid. The minimum authorised size is 40 millimetres. It is usually eaten raw with a squeeze of lemon juice. Two, the slug clam, also known as Caril clam. Its texture and its characteristic flavour is what differentiates it from the others. The shell is characterised for being of colour 2 of 4 cream or soft grey, marked by very fine concentric lines that cross its surface from side to side. The minimum legal size is 38 millimetres. It is usually cooked a la marinera. 3. Japonica clam. It is distinguished by having a rougher shell and more marked lines. Its tone is the darkest of the three, ranging from brown to grey to almost black. The minimum size is 35 millimetres. Just as the clam can be seeded, the cockle is born on its own in these sandy areas. It is no close season and its minimum commercial size is 25 millimetres. The clam is sedimentary, feeds on plankton in the water and is a unisex species. They lay their eggs in spring and summer. After fertilization, it goes through a larval stage until, after 10 to 15 days, it begins to live buried in the sand at a depth of about 15 to 30 centimeters. Its main predators are the crab, the sea star, snails, and some fish such as stingray. Shellfish are caught on foot in the intertidal zone, which is called dry, and in the subtidal zone. The waters can reach up to the chest, which is called wet. The equipment used in this type of fishing are the sacho or horticultural hoe, rake and a hook. From the low tide limit, a technique called a float from the boat, it is necessary to use the hoe or the rano or hook. Every year, coinciding with the festivities of the patron saint of Villa Garcia, during the weekend of the clam festival, is celebrated, is also declared of tourist interest in Galicia. It is organised by the Fishermen's Guild and the Association of Parquistas in collaboration with the City Council of Villa Garcia de Arosa. Its gastronomic contest of dishes made with clams, in which restaurants and individuals can participate, stands out. As a culmination, in the fishing port, a large tent is placed where thousands of visitors come to taste the famous Caril clam prepared a la marinera. It is said in Kareel that cultivating the clam is an art and eating it is a pleasure. Live the experience of being a shellfish gatherer for a day and get to know it firsthand, its history, culture and traditions of the shellfish women. For information and reservations, see the QR code. Enjoy the tour.